I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanese authorities demolished 20 semi-permanent homes this week in Syrian refugee camps. It's part of an effort to encourage refugees to go home, but could leave thousands homeless. Going back to Syria isn't much of an option either. There's nothing left. It's going to take time to heal. Nuna of Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says the battle to see God's hope in dark places is real.
No human can bring a solution. We tried for hundreds of years and it never happened. The only prayer is that the God of peace will just come and bring peace. There will be solutions. There will be creative ideas of bringing the kingdom in, and that people will just turn to God saying, I can't do anything about it.
And Transworld Radio broadcasts biblical truth in over 230 languages, but right now they're facing critical personnel needs. Rick Weston with TWR tells us,
we need people who have an overwhelming calling from the Lord to serve Him in this type of ministry. And we have sought those types of people, and over the years we have found those people. The Lord has brought them to us, and many of those people are getting toward retirement age. So they're needing to come back to the States, either to take care of very elderly parents, or they're getting up there themselves and they need to look to their own needs.
The critical needs list has over 20 open positions right now. So ask God if He's leading you to join TWR, and then find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? We've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.